It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Coronavirus. Special coverage with David Dujanovic.
We're calling it the Rogue Concert. The Rogue Concert in Tooele County. An organizer for that Colleray concert for Saturday night says the show will go on. He just told Connor Boyack and I, our special guest host today, social distancing from me, that, yep, it's going to go on in Tooele County despite a public health order and despite a temporary restraining order legally blocking it from taking place, Connor.
The show will go on, and now the question is how many people show up and how big a party is it going to be? But the real question in my mind is what is the county and what is the sheriff going to do when the judge says, thou shalt not, and they proceed anyway?
And what are we willing to go to jail over? Because when I talked, or and I asked Eric Moutsos, the organizer of the concert, just had him on the show moments ago, that, you know, are you willing to go to jail? You asked him that question. I asked him that question because now there's a judge involved in this. It's not just the sheriff, who Eric says has kind of made apparently maybe like a deal that he's not going to show up and arrest people. And it sounded like, you know, Tooele County Commissioner to me wasn't interested in arresting people who went to the concert. But what about the organizers? Because now there's a judge involved who said, no, this is not going to take place. You got to show up in my courtroom on Friday. We're going to hash this thing out. Here's what Moutsos told us.
Well, and that could be the case. We know that we're still excited about the event because the people that are coming, the sheriff isn't going to arrest them. And the small business owners, they're not going to arrest them. And so I believe in this so much that I believe that we're standing on the proper principles. And in several years to come, I think there's going to be a lot of people, including some people in positions of authority in Tooele, they're going to be standing on the wrong side of history on this one.
So, Connor, he acknowledges that the judge could issue a warrant for him.
And really, this comes down to, this is private property rights. Why can't they, I mean, can someone be told they can't have a birthday party? Well, yes, we've seen in the pandemic in other states, cops showing up at a little kid's birthday party. This is like a big party. So where's the principle? To me, the principle is property rights. And I applaud people like Eric, notwithstanding the risks, saying we're just trying to do the right thing and have some fun in a safe way.
But what are you willing to go to jail for? Because I'll tell you what I'm not willing to go to jail for. They're on a country concert in the middle of the desert during a pandemic. I am not willing, as big of a country fan as I am, and I've been to a lot of country concerts. Colin Ray has not been one of them. But I'm not willing to go to jail for a country concert. What are you willing to go to jail for, Connor?
You know, I'm a beekeeper. That's one of my my hobbies. And I actually am an illegal beekeeper. You're supposed to license your beehives with the state. I don't do that by choice. So, you know, I love my bees. If they tried to take my bees away, I'd go to jail over my bees. They're very special.
Should I get
bees.
The Utah County Sheriff on the line now? You've just confessed.
I think they all know.
What's the punishment for that? Have you researched it? Because I think sometimes we're nervous about when we do not quite the right thing. Maybe it's not terribly wrong. We kind of know what the punishment might be. So do you have a clue?
Well, but here's an issue that's probably more relatable to your question. In Utah, everyone has to get a license to have a home-based business. Well, tons of people operate little mini businesses, and there are consequences of that, right? You can get, you know, Class B misdemeanors in some cities for simply having an Etsy shop, right, or doing essential oils and not paying $100 to the city for the privilege of doing so. So it really gets down to this question of when you're just enjoying these basic freedoms and you don't have your permission slip, what is the proper response? And yeah, are you willing to go to jail over that thing?
You know, Eric Moutsos, the organizer of the concert, and I have had several conversations back and forth about this, and I'm not on board with the idea of him throwing a concert in the middle of a pandemic. I'm a rule follower, all right? I'll just admit it. But I tried to do this morning to get inside his brain and his thought process. What am I willing to go to jail for? What do I so believe in? My principles, that I am willing to sit and rot in a jail cell, three hots in a cot, for days on end, with no release date in sight. And I'll tell you what that is. That's my sources. I am willing to go to jail for the rest of my life to not reveal who my sources for stories are. So when I put it in that context, Connor, it kind of starts to click for me. Why Eric, if he's so into this, which a lot of people on our Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line are chiming in on, and they don't get it. They don't get it. But that's why I wanted to take a deep dive into our souls and say, what are we absolutely willing to go to jail for? And I'll tell you right now, that's what I'm willing to go to jail for. You're willing to maybe serve a little time for the beehives you're illegally keeping in your backyard. But I have a feeling if you took an even deeper dive into your soul, Connor, that there'd be something even bigger at stake for you.
And knowing Eric, Debbie, I know that's what it is for him. This isn't about country music. This isn't about a concert. It's not about flexing against, you know, a county that doesn't want you there. It's basically the freedom of association. It's property rights. These are fundamental principles. And just like we can go to Costco right now, right? Why can't we go to a concert? Why can't we safely social distance and take appropriate measures, but still have an event on property rights when we want, where we want, on private property? That, I think, is the principle in play, is can the government interfere in our freedom of association? We've seen it with churches. We've seen it with so-called non-essential businesses. And yeah, you've seen some business owners who say across the country, I'm essential, I'm opening my business, and I'm willing to go to jail for it. And some of them have. So I think there is a time when taking a stand is appropriate.
Well, I will agree with you on this front. I think we have all learned a very hard lesson in what the government is capable of telling us and asking us to do in a pandemic. Because I'll tell you what, let's say December of 2019, I had no idea that the pandemic was coming, like a lot of us, and that the health department could hold so much power, and that the governor would step up in a mask and ask us all to stay home. And guess what? We would all stay home. So I was clueless on that front too. But here's the issue is, aren't the rules different in a pandemic when we're trying to protect the spread of it, when we're trying to keep the hospital capacity at a reasonable amount so we're not overrun, so we can save those folks who can't breathe because they catch COVID-19? And as to your point for Costco, I will challenge you on that. Costco's following rules, and in fact, they're going above and beyond. They have the license to operate, right? Am I correct? They have their business license.
But that's just it. Who gets to make the rules, right? We've seen where the government has deemed certain businesses essential and certain non-essential, and I think that's a problematic government power when they can tell people, you know, it's okay to go to Walmart, it's not okay to go to church. It's okay to congregate here, but not there. Like you, you know, many of us have realized, oh my gosh, look at the powers the government is asserting that we never could have dreamed of just a few months ago. And where Eric's coming from in organizing this, I think, is saying that's not a proper government power to be picking winners and losers in a pandemic. He made a very valid point, I think, Debbie, which is they've held large events before. There's been no uptick in cases. There's been no problems. And so unless the government has evidence to show that this is going to actually create a public health crisis, then let it be.
But you and I both know that's not possible, because a lot of people who are carriers of COVID-19 are silent carriers. They don't know they have it. So what if this becomes a hotspot? What if this becomes a COVID-19 hotspot? And don't say that can't happen, Connor, because it has happened. It's happened at a choir practice in New York where one guy shows up with COVID-19 and now 50-some-odd choir members contract it, and two of them end up dying. It happened, according to our friend and Deseret News reporter Amy Donaldson, it happened on the Navajo Reservation where they hold a ceremony of some kind, and it becomes turns into a COVID-19 outbreak. So what if this culinary concert in Tooele County turns into a hotspot, and in 3 weeks from now we have a uptick in cases? Then what?
These are fair questions, Debbie. To that, I just have to say that there's always a what if in life. There's always risk. There's always danger. You know, we could save a lot more lives by prohibiting people from driving over 30 miles an hour. There are a lot of what ifs out there that I think are very valid. We all want to be safe and cautious. No one wants people to die. But it's almost like we have a presumption of guilt, right? In the criminal context, you're presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. But it's almost here with this asymptomatic carrier thing that the government is saying, we're presuming that everyone is contagious. Therefore, we are going to control everyone, limit how many people can congregate together. What is it about the number 50 right now in the yellow color-coded, you know, spectrum that 50 is okay, but hey, 51, you're breaking the law, 52. And so why not 80? Why not 100? Why not 110 if we can do it safely?
Connor, I will agree with you on that. I don't know how they came up with the number 50.
It's magic.
Why not 51? Why not 52? Okay, I think we've both made excellent points. This has been a really great conversation. Let's continue the Dave and Dejanovic show with our guest host, Connor Boyack. President Trump waging war on what he calls social media censorship. I cannot wait to talk about this. Do you feel censored on social media? I don't think they censor all of you enough, all you non-epidemiologists who suddenly know everything there is to know about COVID-19. Can't wait to have that debate straight ahead.
Dave and Dejanovic.